Clarissa Oakes by Patrick O'Brien.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Track 1. For Mary, with love and most particular gratitude. Chapter 1. Standing at the frigate's taffrail, and indeed leaning upon it, Jack Aubrey considered her wake, stretching away, neither very far nor emphatically, over the smooth, pure, green-blue sea. A creditable furrow, however, in these light airs. She had just come about, with her larboard tacks aboard, and as he expected, her wake showed that curious nick, where, when the sheets were hauled aft, tallied and belayed, she made a little wanton gripe, whatever the helmsman might do. He knew the surprise better than any other ship he had served in. He had been laid across a gun in the cabin just below him, and beaten for misconduct when he was a midshipman. And as her captain, he too had used brute force to teach reefers the difference between naval right and naval wrong. He had served in her for many years, and he loved her even more than his first command. It was not so much as a man of war, a fighting machine, that he loved her, for even when he first set foot aboard so long ago, neither her size nor her force had been in any way remarkable. And now that the war had been going on for 20 years and more, now that the usual frigate carried 38 or 36 18-pounders and gauged 1,000 tons, the surprise, with her 28 9-pounders and her less than 600 tons, had been left far behind.